Head coach Rick Strachan joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. And Rick, that got described to me twice as the best 0-0 that some people have ever seen after the first two periods. So really hard to lose that game so late.
Yeah, it was kind of like a playoff game out there. It was, you know, tight checking and both teams doing a good job. But no, it was exciting. You know, both goalies played well, and we had a bunch of goalposts. You know, we had some chances to score, and goalposts and crossbar. You know, we battled away, and they battled away for, you know, till the third period when, unfortunately we took a couple penalties, and, we did a great job once again. The penalty killers did a great job in Munson of keeping the puck out, and, with a minute left, puck squirts out of the corner. We had perfect position, and, the guys lose it, and they just whack it in the net. So, all in all, it's a bad way to lose, but, I'm just happy with the effort and the way they play, especially, tonight, when you coach, coaching these games is usually pretty frustrating because it's a nothing game for us. You know, we're locked into third place, and but I thought the guys went out there today and they played with they played well, and they played smart and they played hard.
And like you say, we're locked into third place, so it gave you a good chance to look at guys like Joe Hazeldine, didn't it? He was playing out of position tonight up front, but he gave a really good account of himself.
Yeah, Joe's a great player, and we got an opportunity to, put a young kid in and give him his first regular shifts of the year. You know, he played on a regular shift all night, and, he played outstanding. I let the kid, he made a great play to somebody for a scoring chance, but, great vision, and the kid's he's one of the futures of the club, and, it was good to see him play tonight and see what he can do.
And probably the biggest positive of the night was seeing Dylan Olsen back on the ice.
Yeah, it was great to see Dylan back. He's been out for, 7 weeks. He got out there. He played a little more than we thought he would, but he for the first two periods he felt pretty good. And third period we used him sparingly, but another week of practice, and he should be up to full steam for next weekend.
And now it's a case of sitting back and watching the results tomorrow to find out who we play in the playoff quarterfinal.
Yeah, we won't know probably till tomorrow night when it's all the last games are played. So, it'll be an exciting night for everybody watching. Who are we going to play in the playoffs?
All right, thanks, Rick.
Thank you.